hello, everybody. This is Greg Evenson, Voices from the Heartland, coming back to you after a little bit of a recess from the radio. I'm grateful to John Stabmiller and the crew at RBN for opening up this afternoon for me, and it's good to have you back with us. I'm going to call this today, Welcome to Radio Free America. That's what it is, really, and I'll tell you, by the end of this hour, you're going to get an idea of the tone and flavor of this show. It is not intended to be anything to be offensive in that sense to you individually or collectively, but it is meant to be very offensive to the people who are doing evil in our nation. And I think by the time this show runs its time frame over the next several weeks or months, you're going to get that, and so will they. I open today with an honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the first Psalm. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law doth he meditate day and night. The law, God's law, God's righteous law, that's what we should be following, ladies and gentlemen, not this nonsense of these evildoers in Washington. In Proverbs, it says, and I'm in chapter 17, verse 15, he that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, even they both are an abomination to the Lord. Look, what we've got going in this nation right now, folks, is a regime of the ungodly. It is set forth to do one thing, and that is to destroy the Republic of the United States. They have virtually gotten the job done. Lee wrote to me this week, and Lee, I won't give your last name, but he was very clear. He had been in a restaurant, and a group of Army officers came in, and this is what he writes to me. I heard one of the master sergeants speaking when I was in a booth on the side of him, unseen, because of a panel that was hiding me. He told his men that they were on alert for any type of resistance anywhere in the government. He said that the Army was waiting for any call at any time to go into battle with 30-millimeter guns mounted on the vehicles to put down any resistance. No way he could have seen me or heard me. But he went on to say, you are 100% correct. We are in deep bull hockey. They are ready to fire on civilians. Lee, I don't know what to answer to you except to say that is certainly a possibility. You know, when we go on the radio or we write, we always take a risk that somebody somewhere along the line is giving us some bad information or there is the possibility that plans change because circumstances change. That was surely true in the Gulf. The information was good, but the plan changed. What can I say? We're watchmen. And people like my good friend Hawk and Steve Quayle and others who are on this radio network as well, I do our very best day in, day out to give you the best information we can. I recently saw a YouTube posting. It shows a person standing in front of a FEMA platform, a lectern. It has FEMA across the front of it. And there's a person that looks almost identical to myself. I don't know if they photoshopped that or what, but the information they were giving certainly was not altogether correct, but see, that's what these folks are doing. They're trying to sabotage anything and everything that we say or do for the simple matter, or the simple reason rather, that they have to win. It's all on the table. We're awfully glad to have you with us. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment after these messages and more of Voices from the Heartland.
Don't answer it! If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Thank you for staying with us today, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to have you all back with the Voices from the Heartland. We were off the air for about a year and a half while I was out training across the country, still doing that, but during this off season and at least up until sometime next summer, and it may be that I only train at my residence from this point forward. I've got a 20-acre parcel of wooded property in the middle of remote Upper Michigan, and we have folks that come here. We invite them here, so it may be that I just stay pretty close to home. You know, it's no fun traveling anymore. You get to the airports, it's ridiculous. The scans, the waits, the delays, the cancellations, you know what I'm talking about. And I'm driving now to other places. I want to shout and hello this morning to Shane. It's afternoon most of the world, but to Shane out in Montana, my sheriff friend. God bless you, man. We're praying for you every day. And also to my great neighbors, Bob and Darlene, and their guests today, Big Jim and Matt and Suzanne. Oh, there's so many of them out here, Judd and Catherine. What great friends I have, folks. I'm telling you, they're the best in the world, and it's because we have a common faith and because we have a common belief that this constitutional republic is worth trying to fight for. I'm not saying that we're in a pretty bad pickle, and hope is virtually non-existent in some cases, but that will not stop me from saying what is truthful and trying to bring it down. Look, I want to read a couple of things to you today. I may have time for a couple of callers at the end. And remember, callers, that I have a one-hour show now instead of 2 hours, so we're going to compress things a little bit, but I do have something. We're going to set the tone for the upcoming broadcast by letting you know the things that matter to me most. I'm going to cover two of them today, two of those subjects. I want to quote, first of all, the late Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini from Iran, who says, if you have any doubts about the Muslim agenda, then listen to this. Those who know nothing about Islam pretend that Islam counsels against war. These people are witless. Now, this is him talking. Islam says, kill all the unbelievers, just as they would kill you all. Does this mean that Muslims should back off until they are devoured by the infidel? Islam says, kill them, put them to the sword, and scatter them. Islam says, whatever good there is exists thanks to the sword. The sword is the key to paradise, which can be opened only for the holy warriors. Does all this mean that Islam is a religion that prevents men from waging war? Khomeini asks. He says, I spit upon those foolish souls who make such a claim. Now look, California is opening a Sharia college. Sharia is Muslim law. Not only are U.S. mosques teaching and preaching Sharia law, now our government is foolishly allowing a Sharia college to open. I say foolishly because Sharia is what the enemy wants to impose on us, and allowing it to be taught here in America is the equivalent to having allowed the Nazis to build their own U.S. schools during World War II. Look, I don't care what people say about me. I really don't. But I have to be very clear about this. There is an element of Muslim Islam that wants you dead if you are a Christian. They will not tolerate you if you will not convert to their religion. What kind of religion is that? It's a religion of hate. People say, well, you're a hater, Greg. But yeah, I am. I hate what the government is doing to this country. I hate what the Congress has ignored and should have done to protect our rights. I despise what some people are doing in the name of their own cultural agenda, including the illegals that are crashing across the border, shooting and killing our innocent people down there, wreaking havoc in the Southwest. And what? We're supposed to be tolerant? We're supposed to be loving about that? No. There's one word that covers that, and that is despise. I despise what they are doing. It could be more clear. And unless we drop the foolish pretense of being politically correct and tolerant, we're going to cease to exist. Now get this. Under the false pretense of tolerance, and because we wanted to prove to ourselves that we were cured of the disease of racism, we opened our gates to 20 million Muslims who brought us stupidly and ignorantly religious extremism and a lack of tolerance on their side of it. Now get this. I'm not writing on behalf of myself or some American. This is by Sebastian Villar Rodriguez, a Spanish writer. He makes it very clear. They have blown up our trains and turned our beautiful Spanish cities into the third world, drowning in filth and crime. Shut up in the apartments they receive free from the government, they plan the murder and destruction of their native hosts. And thus, in our misery, we've exchanged culture for fanatical hatred, creative skill for destructive skill, intelligence for backwardness and suppression. Now look, what's the test? For me, it's this. Starting back just 31 years ago, in 1979, the U.S. Embassy in Iran was taken over by what? Muslim male extremists between the age of 17 and 40. You talk about profiling? How about let's do some profiling for a change? A guy of Irish-Norwegian descent like me, I can't remember the last time we blew up a building or a bridge or killed people or set off a suicide bomb. No. You see, it's Muslim male extremists, mostly between the age of 17 to 40. During the 1980s, a number of Americans were kidnapped in Lebanon by what? Muslim male extremists between the age of 17 and 40. 1983, U.S. Marine barracks in Beirut was blown up by the same group. 1985, TWA Flight 847 was hijacked at Athens, and a U.S. Navy diver trying to rescue passengers were murdered by Muslim male extremists between the ages of 17 and 40. The list goes on. 88, Pan Am Flight 103 was bombed by what? Muslim male extremists, mostly between the age of 17 and 40. One that was released because he was supposedly dying. That was a joke. So were the Scottish people to let him go. 1993, the World Trade Center was bombed. First time by what? In 1998, U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania were bombed by who? Muslim male extremists between the age of 17 and 40. And so forth and so on. It goes on and on and on. Look, I am not just singling these folks out for the only cornering on the market of hate, because they truly do hate, and they will kill out of hate, and they will tell you that you must bend over to their religion out of hate. I don't want any Sharia schools in this country. I don't want them anywhere, but let alone in the United States of America. What are we doing to ourselves? We are doing this to ourselves. We are allowing this, and we are allowing the morons who populate Washington in the halls of Congress and in some of our state legislatures to do the same in our name, so that we're tolerant. Oh, we can't be intolerant. The heck we can't. We need to be intolerant of evil. We need to be intolerant of those who would kill us simply because we are Christians and we refuse to bend over and take Muslim as our religion. What would you say if I came up to you and said, in the name of Christianity, if you do not convert to my religion, I'm going to kill you? What would you say? Why, would you say that I am hateful and that's not to be tolerated? Of course you would. But why do we step back, other than the fact that the President of the United States is, well, I call him the chief, the commander in Islam, or the imam in chief, something like that. The dictator in chief, that's bad. Okay, we can go with that one. But it's a matter of we are being formed at the edge of the sword that's being held by the government to conform with whatever government says. Well, thankfully, some people across this country are finally getting the message. And they're getting it. It's almost too late. In fact, it may be too late for this republic. But in the shaping and forming of a new republic to come, if that's what it takes, then that's what we will do. And don't be ashamed, don't be afraid to stand and say, I will fight for this. I will fight for a free America. I will go to war to take the people out of leadership positions that are trying on a daily basis to demean me, tax me to death, tell me that I am going without any choice whatsoever to accept health care, and the list goes on and on. On what basis? That they rule from Washington? I don't think so. Not on my watch, as it's always said. I'm part of that crowd that will resist. And it's very close indeed. And some of you folks who wrote to me over the weekend and said, you know, there's just really no hope left. And we see it as that. And you know who I'm talking about. L.A. That's not the city. That's the initials of the person that wrote to me. You know what I'm talking about, and I agree with you. And I'm glad you wrote to me. And I understand where you're at. But we've got to be very careful about this and do it in a way that is both righteous, that is correct, and timely. Those are the two elements that we have to be careful about. Now get this, and I want to talk about this because I'm going to hit this once, and I may not come back to it. But one of the greatest deceivers on the planet right now is a man named George Soros. And I'm going to skip from the Muslim thing over here to George Soros. You have to understand, one of the most important of the whistleblowers, and this was sent to me by a dear friend of mine, and says that the whistleblowers that she respects are David Horowitz and Richard Poe, The Shadow Party. It was a book they wrote. And here is an add-on by Steve Croft, George Soros, refresher it's called. Who is George Soros? Here's what CBS News Steve Croft has said about this. The main obstacle, this is George Soros now, to a stable and just world order is the United States. George Soros, he goes on to say, is an evil man. He's anti-God, anti-family, anti-American, and anti-good. He killed and robbed his own Jewish people. Well, now, where are we going with this? Well, good grief that I should be called anti-Semite now. If George Soros isn't the world's prominent, malignant, messianic narcissist, he'll do until another Hitler, Stalin, Mao, or Pol Pot are reincarnated. What we have in George Soros is a multi-billionaire atheist with skewed moral values and a sociopath's lack of conscience. I'm going to continue. This gets so good, you're not going to believe this. You've heard the name, but you don't know much about the character. You're going to hear about it. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
Do Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Welcome back to Voices from the Heartland. Greg Evenson, your host. Good to be back on the air with you. Thanks for joining today. Look, I'm railing against George Soros. This is the most evil embodiment of anyone anti-American Republic that I've ever heard of. We believe his name was Guy Schwartz, better known to the world as George Soros, was born August 12, 1930 in Hungary. Soros' father was a fervent practitioner of the Esperanto, a language invented in 1887, designed to be the first global language free of any national identity. The Schwartzes, who were non-practicing Jews, changed the family name to Soros in order to facilitate assimilation into the Gentile population as the Nazis spread into Hungary during the 1930s. When Hitler's henchman, Adolf Eichmann, arrived in Hungary to oversee the murder of that country's Jews, George Soros ended up with a man whose job was confiscating property from the Jewish population. Soros went with him on his rounds. Soros has repeatedly called 1944 the best year of my life. That's his quote. 70% of Mr. Soros' fellow Jews in Hungary, nearly 500,000 human beings, were annihilated that year, and yet he gives no sign that this put any damper on his elation, either at the time or indeed in retrospect. During an interview with 60 Minutes, Steve Croft, Soros was asked about his best year, and it goes on, the interview says, "My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson," as Croft asking, and Soros says, "Yes, yes." Croft went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from your fellow Jews, friends, and neighbors. Soros says, "Yes, that's right, yes." Croft, I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult? No, not at all. I rather enjoyed it. Now, what kind of guy is this? No feeling of guilt? And Soros says, nope, only feelings of absolute power. Look, ladies and gentlemen, you can continue to be suckered in by a man who has virtually purchased the Democratic Party, and he's made great inroads into the Republican Party, and he's done it so that he could set the agenda. What agenda, you say? Well, the agenda is very simple. It is social control, social engineering. And it's being done from the top down. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Anyone that's alive, taking nourishment, breathing air, will agree with you in a reasoned debate that what you've seen happen since the last election cycle has been a transformation of America so great, so far-reaching, and so diabolical that I do not think, it's my opinion now, I do not think it is correctable. If it is correctable, it's going to be at the tip of the sword. It will be because the American people have stood once and for all, finally, maybe for the first time since, what, since the war between the states, that great northern aggression on the South, however you wish to term it, certainly wasn't a civil war, or you go back to the Revolution, wherever you want to go, it doesn't matter. The American Republic is being dismantled. It's virtually complete, and the only thing left to people is their own ingenuity, their own preparedness, their own ability to know what they must do and what they cannot do, and then how to do it. Look, it has gone that far. And I know that I'm going to generate some email now from people who are going to say, all you are is a fear-monger and a hate-monger. No, no, I'm not. If a plane is in trouble 4 miles out from your residence, our neighborhood, and I see it, it's reported on the news, and that it might crash in our neighborhood, would you rather have me remain silent in my house because you don't know about it? Or would you rather me sound the alert in the street if I had to, or on the phone, and tell you a plane is coming down, it's in trouble, and it may crash in our neighborhood? Which would you rather have me do? Give you the information whereby you may make decisions that will affect the rest of your life, your destiny? Or would you just rather have me be quiet? Would you rather have had these great men that I mentioned earlier in the program, and others who are on our network, Jack McClam, who I follow, a great, great friend of mine, great hero to me, a man of principle and honor, and John Moore, that will be coming on after I leave the air today, another great man of honor and wisdom and truth. I mean, we're all in the same business here, folks, and that's giving you the informational tools, the intellectual ability to make a decision that could change the rest of your life. So what would you rather have? Would you rather have us on the air telling you this? And on occasion, because of what we do, some of the information we have may not be 100%, but we try and qualify it and simply tell you that we're giving you the best we have. That's occurred to me lately. It occurs to others from time to time. We do the best we can with what we have, and then we let you make the final decision. You are the ones that should be researching. You are the ones that should be checking this out as well. We bring you the topics. We bring you the information. We tell you, please, check this out. And then you'll be as comfortable as anyone can be with the information at hand to make the decisions necessary to go on with their lives and their children's lives and help to guide their families and their friends. This is all we can do. This is what we should do. Truth is sometimes very difficult to disseminate, and it's very difficult to understand sometimes, and it doesn't leave us much wiggle room. But to not have the information about that approaching jetliner that's in trouble, I would far rather know that it's coming, but it missed my neighborhood. I would rather know it was there so I could take what precautions I needed to take for the sake of my friends and family. That's what we do every single day, every week, depending on our broadcast or writing schedule. Now that that's been said, we're going to prepare for the last part of the program, and I want you to be prepared to call in. 800-313-9443. Give me about 5 minutes when we come back, and we'll take your calls. Voices from the Heartland will return in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA, and in some instances your 401k plan, into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
I want to give you this brief note so that you'll all be on the same page with me. TheHeartlandUSA.com is my website, www.TheHeartland, TheHeartlandUSA.com. Very informational. We've got all kinds of recordings and archived information, links to other good sites, including First Fruits Farms right here in Crystal Falls. You need to be aware that they have some of the finest products available to you if you want, and you can look there. They'll be posted here very shortly. We're bringing them in as a new sponsor. And also, just so that you know that we do have some things there, some tools for your advantage. Not quite 400-page manual, instructional manual, how to deal with all this stuff, this survival stuff, and two DVDs dealing with the same thing, showing you, in fact, in-field training, and some of the folks I mentioned earlier are in that video. We have it out there, folks, for you to use to be able to have some tools available at hand should you have the need or the desire for them. They are there for you. And if you do go there, and if you're an RBN listener, I will tell you we're going to send you a bonus on top of whatever you might secure from us at the website. We will send to you 4 CDs absolutely free. They come to you as a bonus for taking home the material that can help you get through this terrible time. So, yeah, it's there as a tool to use. If you want it, great. If you don't, great. But it's there and available. So please go to our website, theheartlandusa.com, if you're interested. We do have callers, and I want to make sure we get to them. Thanks. I can't believe the response already. I didn't see much posted at RBN about my coming on, but, you know, John is good with all of that, and I'm sure it'll be posted if it isn't already. We're going to go first to Paul in Illinois. Thanks, Paul, for holding on. How can we help you today?
Good afternoon, my friend. I am enjoying every second of this. I've been following this stuff since the 60s, and all you got to go back to is the landlord of the property, and you'll know where the problem is. And most people cannot recognize that.
Well, you're absolutely right, Paul, and I appreciate your comment. But we're doing all we can, and I just take by the tone of your voice that you're doing everything you can do, too.
I am ready. I'm telling you, I wanted to put the gallons in my backyard in the 60s, late 60s.
My. You've been at it for a while. Isn't it amazing how they've actually come to almost complete what they started?
Jack McLam was right on before you, and he was spot on, too. I like Jack McLam. He's got whole no pension fat.
Well, Alex, he's a wonderful man of God,
Alex,
Paul.
Right.
He's a wonderful man of God, and he's right on, as I said. He's a dear friend. I appreciate him so much. But you are right about that. What are you going to continue to do for the effort here?
Well, I spread the word out. When I go into the grocery store, when I go into Walmart, I tell the little ladies, I says, you know, Wally World has got an extra insurance policy on to protect them against you. And she said, you know what she said?
What's that?
I believe it. I said, you know, I usually don't go into Wally World, but I moved this down south here, and there's nothing out here. They stole everything. So all you got left is Wally World.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's the world we're living in, isn't it, Paul?
Right. What is your first name again? I didn't get it.
My first name is Greg.
Greg. I can't say this is the first time I've listened to you. I listen to all these shows all the time. But that's the first time I've caught you, so I don't know how long you've been on the
I was on and then off. I was off about a year and a half, and I was on about a year and a half, and then I went out and started training people in the field. But we're moving back in close to home to take care of things here. I don't know that I'll be going back out. I'm going to train right here, as I mentioned earlier. But we're doing our best, Paul. All of us are.
I appreciate you bringing it out. All the talk show hosts got to do it. Let them shut the Internet down. They need it as bad as we do. So it ain't going to be no big loss anyhow. And I'll tell you what, they got the weapons. We got to take them away from them and use it back on them.
Well, you know, I will tell you, I've been shot at, and I've shot at other people. So let me tell you something. It's a very scary moment, and I don't recommend it for let's do this morning. But I will tell you that it may well be coming down to that, Paul. I'm not advocating it. I'm not trying to make an issue here. I'm not trying to tweak the nose of the federal government so they parachute U.S. Marshals in my front yard. What I'm saying to you is that they may be leaving us only one out. I don't want it, but I'm not going to back up from it if they push much further.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you see the tanks coming down the street, and I guess you'll do it then, so that's the best time to do it. That's what's going to happen.
Well, I can say, I hope to God that it doesn't. I pray to God that it doesn't, but I'm not going to back up from it. They may leave us no choice. And what would our forefathers say? You know, I was just watching before this came on. I happened to turn on the TV to see if there's any late news, at least from their vantage point, and I saw Mel Gibson on there with the Patriot. It's on this afternoon, and it was right at that moment where he said, remember, boys, aim small, miss small. And then he said, steady, steady. And I've been saying that a lot in my articles because it's so true. That's what we need, Paul. We need good, solid patriots to stay with us.
You know, there's a lot of red Chinese going in Idaho, taking over the businesses. The first wave is going to be $1 million. They're going to take over existing businesses and buy them out and move all their people in there. Second wave is 500,000. They're already coming. So I guess we'll just wait when it's too late.
Well, no, Paul, and thanks for your call, Paul. I'm going to have to move on.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you for calling in and listening today. You've been a great add to our program. Like Jack said in the previous program, these folks coming in across the border have one intent, and that's to disrupt our country, bring drugs and people in here that we don't want, we don't need. It's not that we don't want them per se, but let's have them do it the right way, and we've got to protect our borders. And if you're willing to do it, and I find myself unemployed, I just may be down there with the rest of them. George, we're going to go to you in Texas. Is this the same George that used to always call me, and I loved your calls?
Yes, it is.
Well, good. Welcome back.
Well, you know, Greg, I'm planning on going over into Eastern Europe and Russia this November. I learned the Russian language. I'm going over there for educational purposes and how people dealt with the Soviet collapse and how the former Soviet republics like the Ukraine and the other republics dealt with when they became independent, because I see a lot of secessionist movements and I see a lot of independence, a lot of states declaring their independence.
Sure.
And, you know, the thing is, I've been talking a lot about people, and in the Ukraine, under Joseph Stalin, right after Joseph Stalin took the guns from the Ukraine people, next thing they went in is they took all the food out of the houses.
Yes.
And people, millions of people starved in the Ukraine. And what I hear and what I read, talking to a lot of Russian ladies, older ladies, different age groups, back when Stalin was doing his reign of terror, the most strongest patriots, the most best and brightest, were in mass graves. And today in Russia, what we have, what they have, you got a bunch of, you know, dumb people, lazy-minded people. There is no strong men anymore. And I do not want that for the United States. We have to win now because, I tell you, the smartest people like us, they want us dead. And we better stand up, Greg.
Well, I tell you, George, I couldn't agree with you more. And what I appreciated about you a year and a half ago, and I still appreciate, is that you've got a great sense of what is happening, and you're very articulate about it. For that reason, George, I'm kind of giving you a little bit of a sign-off today with our short hour. But please keep calling, would you?
All right. Well, God bless, Greg.
Thank you so much for calling in, George. We're going to go right away here to Doug in Arkansas. Doug, how are you today? Doug, are you there?
Yeah, I'm very good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I remember your last show because I was an avid listener, and I remember that day because I don't think you gave a whole lot of forewarning about it, but maybe you did. But nevertheless, when the last show ended, I was like, wow. I'm going to miss that guy. I'm going to really miss listening to him emote everything that he knows and has experienced and everything. So I heard you on a show maybe within the last couple of days. I don't remember which one it was. And you alluded to you coming back on the air. But
yeah,
I didn't know when it was going to be, and I just happened to listen to RBN on Sundays, and there you are.
Well, you know, Doug, it was kind of a quick thing, and John Stattmiller was very kind to have this slot available, or it was available, and he offered it to me. I was very grateful to have it. It's just worked out well, and I think God just takes care of those kinds of things. But Doug, listen, again, because of brevity today, please keep calling in.
Okay.
Give us a call. I appreciate
yeah,
you greeting us.
You're welcome.
Thank
Bye.
You so much. Ladies and gentlemen, it's listeners like this that, you know, encourage me every week because, it's tough when you put a show together, no matter whether it's an hour or 2 hours or longer. And, when you're doing it all the time, to keep the edge and to keep things going that people want to hear and to present ideas that they can use is a challenge. But, you folks inspire me. And, so I appreciate you as much as you may appreciate me to me or of me rather, being on the air. We're going next to, Big Jim up in Michigan. And I believe he's a buddy of mine. How are you, Jim?
Oh, I'm doing just fine, my brother. It's so good to have you back on the airwaves.
Well, thank you
I
so much for that.
To welcome you back and to thank you for what you're doing for our nation.
Well, you know, Jim, I know you well, and I know that you've come from the South and all kinds of things that maybe we'll discuss at a later program. But, you know, to hear that from good friends and colleagues is great. I appreciate it. Is your weather as nice as it is where I'm at?
It is beautiful here, my brother.
Well, listen, thanks to you and your neighbors over there, and we'll stay in touch. We'll maybe bring you on sometime.
Take care, my brother. God
Thank
bless.
You. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate the support. And now finally, at least in this current group of callers, and thanks for all of you that have called so quickly, we're going to California, and I believe Robin's on the line. Robin, welcome to the show.
Well, hi, Greg, and I just want to say I'll be really short, that I'm very, very happy that you're back on RBN. I've really missed hearing you on a regular basis, and I probably won't be able to call in much on Sundays only because I usually work, but because of the holiday I got today off.
Well,
so
sure.
I just wanted to say I am so glad to hear you're back, and I look forward to all the shows.
Well, how kind, Robin. I just can't. I do remember, I believe I do, from the past, some, you know, you called a couple of times. And
I may have. You and John Moore and some of the others. One thing I like about certain people that I really like listening to is Well, something that bothers me is so many of the people start bad-mouthing others.
Sure.
And I really appreciate, unless they're really bad guys like George Soros, I don't care.
Well,
but, you know, bad-mouthing all other alternative radio people because that's their opinions, you know. But I appreciate certain people because they don't do that.
No, and I'll tell you, Robin, there's enough bad guys out here to bash over the head, including most of our politicians. We don't need to be shooting at each other,
yeah.
You know, in that regard. And I agree with you. Thanks so much, Robin. You know, folks, that is true, and that's what I appreciate about the staff at RBN. You know, we've all got our agendas, if you will, and we've got those favorite targets because they just infuriate me. They just burn me to the ground with some of their nonsense, and I'm talking about these Muslims and others that you just think that they can get a pass, and the illegal Mexicans and those that are coming across the border because they're what, victims or whatever they portray themselves to be today. Look, I got to tell you something. In many ways, they're an enemy. Not all of them, and not all of them have that motivation. Let me be clear about that. But there are many, many numbers of them who are, and they have one single goal along with the President of the United States and most of the bigoted members of Congress, white, black, and other colors, who promote their agendas, don't apologize for it, but it's always at the expense of folks like you and me out here going to work, doing our best for the country, and for what gain? Nothing other than to keep our families safe and secure. That's all we ask for. And these people walk in, they go to marches with signs, and they hold them up and say, "You, I demand this. You've got to give me this or that." Wait a minute. I don't even get half that stuff. And who are they? They're enemies of the people of the United States, flat, pure, and simple. I'm not going to cut it any other way. I don't care what Morris Dees and Potlock and those people down at the Southern Poverty Law Center. Dees is a pervert. I wouldn't have anything, you know, and the ACLU, those people, when they rail against me, I take that as a badge of honor. Enough said about that. Blue, we're going to you in Tennessee, and I'm sorry that I went off a little bit there. How are you?
Good, and I'm so grateful that you are on air, and I thank you for that.
Well, you are so kind. How are things in Tennessee? What are we looking forward to that Tennessee and the volunteers down there are going to give us?
Well, in that particular city, which would be Knoxville, we have actually elected what I would consider to be a constitutional county mayor.
Sure.
And well, so I'm very blessed to have Tim Burchett as our mayor.
Well, I tell you what, I agree with you, and I think, you know, if we just all start pulling together, Blue, if we will do this, and the listeners out there at RBN and other networks as well that are trying to get the truth across, if we will do this, work together, make a change, if it's possible, L.A., and you know what I'm saying here, if it's possible, then that is preferable to all-out war. And I don't advocate that, but I'm telling you, as reality is, we may be facing it, because the American people, I've been out for 2 years, the American people are angry. They are fed up. Not all of them, but a great number of them, they say, no more. And Blue, I hope we'll count you in that bunch that just says, no more.
No more, most definitely. My particular goal in my area, working with We Are Change and my Tea Party event, our group, is to make sure that at all polls on the next November election that I have 95 people to pull the polling results.
Sure.
And that is something that I hope that everyone will attempt to acquire the polling results from the electronic polling machines.
Well, you know, too, also, Blue, I'm just hoping that the Tea Party effort and those that are what we would call really independents do not allow themselves to be co-opted by the Republicans or the Democrats or anybody else. If they will stand on their own, elect good people who will contract with the people of their district or state or whatever it is, that they will stand by their oaths of office, that we hold their feet to the fire, perhaps, maybe there's a hope for a new republic, but the one that we're in is dead, gone, and polluted to the point that it's putrefied. We can't do anything more with it. Blue, thanks for calling in.
All right, thank you. Let me just give you one
yes.
small thought.
Yes.
And that as much as I would love to be able to purchase your products, I am within an economic situation that I cannot. But can you give us information on how we can do it ourselves?
Blue, I'll be glad to do that. And I'll tell you what, if you'll email me, theheartlandusa.com, email me, we'll get something worked out for you, okay?
I agree. And
please
thank you
that.
Very much.
Thanks so much. God bless you. Leo, we're going to go to you quickly in Massachusetts. Don't have a lot of time for the break. Go ahead, Leo. How are you?
Oh, glad to have you back on the air. I was saying, oh, I'm sure he's coming back, but it was just a matter of time. Yeah, I wanted to clear up one simple little thing. I gave your producer the URL, and it deals basically with the what we all call the radical Islamists, and how they are funded and created by the Masonic Order to do these things. See, these people are dupes, and until we understand that they're duped, we will still be fooled by the Anglo-American Empire. I mean,
Leo, hang on. We got the break music coming. I'll hold you through to the break. When you come back on, we just have a couple of minutes, so be real quick. We come back. I get your point, and I think I'm in agreement with you. We'll talk about it when we come back. Stay tuned, folks. Voices in Artland will return.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back to Voices from Heartland. I am your host, Greg Evenson. Leo, we're on with you. I hate to put you up against that time clock, but we got about 30 seconds, so shoot for it, and it's good to have you back on.
Yeah, the mosque at Ground Zero is a big distraction run by people that own Fox. I mean, what kind of a joke are they pulling on us?
Yeah, isn't that the truth? And they could do anything else, but they're going to do that. And Michael Bloomberg and all the rest of these moron idiots are trying to excuse all this stuff. Look,
it's funded by the CFR.
Yeah, that's right. CFR, and as you said, the Masonic Order, as evil as it gets. The Vatican, as evil as it gets. We could go on and on, but that's how it is. Thanks for pointing that out, Leo. Listen, keep calling, would you?
Okay, I'm sorry you took over my favorite guy's spot.
Well, I didn't mean to do that, but you call in with something else next time we're up. Thank you very much. Lee, we're going to you in Georgia. You will be the last call for the day. Lee, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Walked in the door here. My buddy's in tears, and he's trying to. I was outside, and he's trying to tell me something you said at the beginning of your show that I missed about military ready to start shooting civilians. What?
Well, Lee, I simply identified the writer to me as a one word, or the first name, Lee. Now, there are a lot of folks in the United States named Lee. I wasn't talking specifically about you that I know of. Because,
no, I know it wasn't me. I'm just trying to figure out what he's talking about.
Well, it was a conversation that this Lee that I quoted sent to me on internet and said that he had overheard an army, a group of army officers discussing the fact that they were to put down any resistance in the United States by the use of armed vehicles.
Really? Is there some place on the internet where we can research this?
Can I email you
and have you like email me something on this? Because I'm stunned by this.
Well, one more time, Lee. I didn't quote you. I don't even know your last name.
I know it's not me. I know it's a friend of yours. But I'm like, is there some place where we can get information on
me? I tell you what. If I still have it up on the list there, I'll try and flash it to you. Okay. I know I've got it printed here in front of me, but I don't know that I kept it in my email box. I'll just have to see. But if I can, contact me, Greg at theheartlandusa.com. Give me your emailing address, and I'll try and get it to you.
I'll do that. Thank you.
Very good. Thanks for calling in, Lee. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I knew that an hour would go by quickly, especially having been used to doing 2 hours. Before, but this is fast-paced, and we get in and we do our damage and we get out. So I just want to say one more time thanks to Jack McClam, thanks to John Moore for coming up very quickly here in just a few minutes, and to everybody at RBN, and to all my good listeners out there, thank you. So many have called in today, and there's so many listening today. I'm grateful that you're back with us. We're going to try and give you everything we can. We're going to quote from our materials from time to time to give you a heads up on what's happening, and like I say, go there. If there's something you can use, fine. If not, by all means, get what you need. The times are getting short, and you need to get ready. If you haven't, we're going to dedicate a show to preparedness and some of those things that others have done, but it doesn't hurt to hear it every now and then. I hope to have John Spring on with me in the next week or two. John, if you're listening today, this is kind of your heads up. Isn't that a way to do it, huh? But I will be talking to you by phone, and we'll cover the area that we want to go over. And also, I'll have Judd on from Lower Michigan. We may have an interview next week with him and Bob Taylor and some of those folks that names may be familiar to you. They're great patriots of the First Order, and I want you to hear some of the things that they have to say. Otherwise, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a real treat to be back on the air with you today. My best regards to all of you, and remember, this fight is not over. It's just beginning. We're going to rebuild a new republic, and when it comes up, it's going to be far better than the last one. But remember, timing and preparation counts for a lot. Be ready. Give your heart and soul to the Lord, and it will be all right. Thank you for listening today. We'll be back again with you next week. Greg Evenson, Voices from the Heartland. We'll see you next Sunday.